You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 134. And today I've got a guest joining me to talk about the business systems that set her up for freedom and helped her exponentially grow the revenue in her business. Sound good? You bet it is. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier to expertpreneurs and thought leaders. I'm super jazzed for today's conversation because I totally geek out on systems. And I know for some people, systems feel like a prison and you get your head wrapped around, oh my gosh, I have to do things in a way, it's going to diminish my creativity. But here's what I know. Systems actually give you more freedom. It gives you the freedom to be more creative, to be more in your best genius energies. And it eliminates a lot of missteps and breakdowns and problems that steal away your time and energy because you're out there having to put out fires and fix things. So you're going to love today's guest sharing what worked for her, some super simple ones. And we kind of chat about like what's really the most important systems to get into place first. And one of the systems that I think everybody should have in their toolbox is what I call your Revenue Rush Toolkit. It is a set of 10 ideas, tips, strategies that you can use to boost your revenue by 5 to 50K in the next 30 days. They are so valuable. I've personally used them, or a client has used them. I've coached somebody through how to put them into action. They work. There's one for every kind of business out there. So get your free copy at yourrevenuerush.com. And I challenge you to find one, maybe two, that you can use this summer to start getting an extra boost of revenue into your business. All right, let me introduce my guest and jump right into this power-packed episode. Welcome back, listeners. I've got a real treat for you today. We're going to talk about how to actually amplify time, but not in the way you're thinking. We're going to deep dive into the systems that will exponentially grow your business while creating time for what's important. So let me introduce my guest today. Her name is Jamie Palmer. She's the CEO and a digital business strategist who's recognized for in-depth understanding and use of specialized digital marketing methods necessary for the hyper-competitive industries like IT, marketing, finance, hospitality, professional services, and I would imagine even the online coaching space. She's acknowledged as a successful marketer and leader of individuals and corporate teams that have diverse backgrounds and experience levels, which is a real gift to have. Jamie's highly informed in the wide variety of methods and techniques used in corporate training and adult learners. And one of her main claims to fame is building a highly engaged online community. And I want you to listen up because that's where this industry is going. That's where a lot of traction can be made, is in creating really powerful online communities. So Jamie, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Melanie. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. I always love like deep diving into the geek outside of business, which is the systems for me, right? I'm like those people, like you get me systemized or you automate something and I just like have this big love affair. Like it's just like my day is made.
Yep. Me too.
I think you and I are soul sisters in this way.
Awesome.
Let's talk about why systems have become so important to you. Like, why has it become something that you like to talk about?
Well, I think oftentimes people think they have to have some big, enormous, you know, million-dollar plus business to have a system in place. And systems have literally saved me from so many mistakes, but they've also really helped me to be able to leverage my time and grow, whether it's just a repeatable process for myself or something that I can delegate. Systems have been a game changer to help me grow my business to like a multi six-figure business.
So I've used that word systems and I've literally had people go like,
pull out their hair, run screaming into the night, right? Like the idea of a system just makes them feel very uncomfortable. Yeah. I was gonna use a different word, but like I'll go nice.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I love systems. So why don't you like pull that apart a little bit and explain what you mean by a system?
Yeah, so I think systems for me are just literally a process, a step-by-step. Here are the 2, 5, 10, 15 steps that are part of a repeatable task or action item in your business. So, you know, let's think of some marketing things. So like an email newsletter, you can create a system out of that. You can create a system out of how you invite guests to be on your podcast, how you actually process the podcast once they have recorded a podcast with you, right? You can create a system out of that. So essentially, it's a step-by-step process with which you can get better at it, improve upon it over time. But the big thing is that it's repeatable. So you can always, when you're just having one of those days where it's just like, if it could go wrong, it did, and you feel like pulling your hair out, you can just lean on the process and not have to really think about what it is that you need to do and just go, boop, 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 this is what I need to do.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned the podcast because we've systemized how we bring somebody onto the podcast, how we evaluate their topic, how we like move the podcast through production and then share it. So it, what I find for me is that it eliminates potential mistakes.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
And since then it's saving me time, it's also saving me my stress level. So I'm not worried whether or not something's actually been done on time and the way it needs to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to get like too dive into systems, but Google Docs and Google Sheets and the commenting and the tagging features in that have been a game changer for us in our systems, especially around the podcast.
love it. We use some other technology called Podio, but we integrate a lot of different things. And I think, you know, like maybe a little bit later, we can kind of pull apart a couple of systems and talk about how we do it. Because I think sometimes people think of it as this idea, but then they don't really know what to do to create a system that will be helpful for them. So they don't, right?
Yep.
So what else does creating a system do for someone who owns a business?
It creates a repeatable delegatable, which I think is the most important thing, when you're getting started in your business or anywhere in your business, right? So when you create a system, you then have a process which you can hand off to someone else to support you in completing. It also helps you create a process from a consistency perspective for how you deliver with clients so that you're not doing, you know, say for example, you're doing like a strategy session with somebody. If you are not following a system or a cadence for that strategy call, A, you might miss something, but B, you might not necessarily cover all the information that you need. And it really just hones in on the delivery process for clients from a client facing side. But systems support businesses in so many ways on the front end side, on the back end side. On the prospecting side, like, you know, we've created tons of systems in my own business and clients' businesses around prospecting and follow-up. And it really just makes your business like a well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And ultimately that saves you time. But if you're saving your team's time, you're also saving money, right?
Yep.
And I think this is where for a lot of people, you know, I've been teaching people how to build teams for almost 20 years. And then I was running teams for another 20 years before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I am almost that old. And I think what happens for a lot of entrepreneurs is they love the idea of hiring help, but then it breaks down in the expectations because they don't have this documentation, right? They don't have a system mapped out. And then there's this big chasm between what they wanted to get done and what actually gets done.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think, you know, many of the entrepreneurs we work with, you know, they're like, oh, I hired a VA and then I ended up firing them because it just didn't work out. Like I couldn't figure out why they couldn't understand what to do on my social media. Well, the problem is like they didn't have a process for what type of content goes on which days, and they didn't have a process and a system to follow. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard that story. So, you know, creating that for hiring and for being able to leverage people as a process inside your business makes a huge world of difference, because then it frees you up, frees up your time as the entrepreneur, the business owner, and the CEO to work on more strategic things rather than tactical things.
So what have been a couple of game-changing systems you created in your business?
I would say our entire marketing system has been a game changer. I truly am all about, you know, creating macro content and then handing that off to the team to really just delegate and like literally distribute that everywhere. That has been a game changer for me, so that I only have to show up in one and do one thing. Right. You know, that to me is probably one of the game changing ones from a time saving perspective. But we've streamlined our hiring process and our client delivery process. But, you know, I would probably say those two are closely tied for second and third, but for certain, the client delivery process has been a game changer as I've grown the team. So I created an onboarding process. So every client goes through the same onboarding process. There is a, we do done for you social media and Facebook ads and agencies type stuff, but we also offer coaching around that, all that stuff. So creating systems around that stuff has allowed my team to support me in the implementation of that, when in the past I had been a bottleneck for all the information, and then stuff wouldn't get done because I wouldn't have relayed the information to the team in a meaningful way so that they could actually go do their job.
Yeah. I love it. Like this is, this is one of those things where I swear it was the biggest freedom producing step I ever took in my business, was just taking a little bit of time to get a system down. And then having a way to use it consistently, right? Yeah. Like, 'cause I think that's the other place is, and I've coached clients in the past, which I'm sure you have too, who they create the systems, but then they don't use them or they can't get their team to use them. So what is your secret for getting people to use the systems and stay consistent with them?
It's going to be uncomfortable at first. it's going to be very uncomfortable because it's not, you know, we as entrepreneurs, we became entrepreneurs because we don't want to follow the rules and we want to do things how we want to do them. But ultimately, if you have a process and you're willing to lean into that process and get a little uncomfortable for a little bit, it will give you the ultimate freedom in your business, as you just said. I think that's number one. And I think number two is don't try to implement too many systems at one time. I am a huge believer of get one system implemented, get it working really well, get everyone on the team using it, then add in another layer. All too often I see everybody trying to implement, you know, five different systems all at one time, and then none of them are working well because not everybody understands what everything is. And, you know, there's always some kinks that you have to work out when you do that. So from a creating a really solid habit, it's implement one system at a time, even if it's just one a month for the next 12 months, and get your team used to following that. And then of course you as a leader have to follow it. You know, if you're not following the system, you can't expect your team to follow it. And so don't break your own rules.
Totally. And you know what's funny is I've noticed that a lot of people, they create these systems and then they keep recreating a system, right? Like they create a new system and then they forget where their system is, right?
Yeah.
So, but I think, you know, here's one of the little tricks that I kind of think worked really wonderfully when I realized it, is sometimes you have to empower your team to create the system they're going to use so they own the system.
Yep.
So I started having team members take ownership of creating a system where something's breaking down that they're using, and then we'll review it together and get everybody on the same page. But it's almost like it flipped the consistency factor, because I would have to police them and manage them to use the system. But when they created it, they were really owning it. And then it was like their mind wrapped around it better.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I went back to school in 2009 and got a master's degree in leadership. And, you know, I truly believe if people are not part of co-authoring the process, they're never going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I always encourage people, you know, if I have a process or a strategy, you know, or a system for doing something, like I'll jot it down and I'll pass it along to the team, just because that's how I've been doing it doesn't mean that that's how they can effectively do it either. So I'm always like tweak and hone it to what works for you.
Mm-hmm. I love that you went back and studied leadership, because it's the little nuances of leadership, I think, that makes a high performance team come together.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yep. It's really, it's a powerful lens to look at your team through. Let's kind of unpack the idea of systemizing something. Let's say somebody wants to systemize an area of their marketing. Mm-hmm. How, give them your best tip of what they do to start systemizing that area of their business.
Yeah. So I would, anything with marketing from my perspective, or anything, most things in a business can be systemized following this simple process. Literally, I'm a pen and paper kind of gal when it comes to this sort of thing, or at least when I start to create a system. So I will take out a notebook and I will literally write down the steps that I'm taking as I'm doing something when it comes to a marketing perspective. So we could go something as basic as like a Facebook Live, right? Like every Facebook Live that you do needs to have a title, a description, a call to action. It needs to have it needs to have tags in it, right? It needs to have, after it's done, you need to add the captions to it. And then we always put a little bit of ad spend behind our Facebook Live. So I will literally write down, hey, here are all the steps that need to happen when we're going to do Facebook Lives. So that's something that's like, that's a system right there. And oftentimes people think, well, that's a system. I'm just doing XYZ. And it's like, no, every single piece of that is a system. And you can like, you should have some sort of system where you can say to your virtual assistant, hey, I want to do, say, email marketing as an example is one that we end up supporting a lot of people around when it comes to systems. It's like, okay, well, where do you come up with the content for your email marketing newsletters, right? So a lot of people will say like research. So I do some research. Okay, so step one is you need to do research on what topic you're talking about, right? And step two is you need to like define the topic. Step three is you need to come up with 3 to 5 bullet points. From there, you need to build out the content, and then you need to put it into whatever, you know, email marketing service provider you're using. Then you need to test it. And you need to schedule it. And then you need to obviously analyze the results of it. And so that in and of itself is just like one system right there. And then once you have that system in place to say, here are all the steps, you can then say, okay, well, the CEO or the entrepreneur is going to do this one. The VA is going to do this one. The entrepreneur is going to do this one. And then we're going to add a step in here for revisions, right? If say the VA is writing a lot of that content, and then, you know, you volley that back over to the VA to go schedule it. And when you follow a process like that, the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's also just being willing for it to take a few versions to get it all honed in, right?
Yeah. The first version is never the final version. Right. We have a whole podcast process that we use, and it has like 25 steps in it. And I cannot tell you how many times we've tweaked and honed that, right? Like, oh, you know, if when we do keyword research first, we get a better SEO result on the back end, right? but I would never know that if we didn't look at the data, right? Which is all part of the system. And so, you know, anything that you're doing, I just encourage you to kind of like slow down when you're doing it and just write down the steps that you take. It might be something as simple as like head to this website, post in this Facebook group, like literally just go through and write down all the steps that you're doing. And there in of itself is you creating a process.
Yeah, I agree. So let's break it down into some tools, right? Like the tools that you use, to actually manage all of these systems and make them better.
Yep. I'm a huge fan of Google Drive. We swear by the Google Sheets, which is a great way to volley stuff back and forth between the team, because you can tag people in that documentation. Many of our systems, we will create, essentially we use Google Sheets, and then the first tab in there is literally the how-to and all the steps. So for our podcasting document, as an example, we have the 25 steps in there, along with a description of what the step in the system is, and a how-to video that's tagged along with it. It wasn't always that way, but we've continued to evolve and grow that system over time. But from a very basic level, this, the step name and the description is a great place to start, and using like Google Sheet is a good way to do that. If you're not into Google Sheets, an Excel spreadsheet is another great way to do that. But for me, I love the explainer videos. I can't tell you how many how-to explainer videos I have created in the past 5 years, simply to help support the team. I must have a catalog of like, I don't know, 150 plus of them. So the tools that I use for that is Snagit. You can also use ScreenFlow. There's Loom. And essentially, that's just a screen recording of what you're doing. And if you're not a person who wants to sit there and break down the steps of what you're doing, you can record, say, your entire, you can record yourself doing, say, email marketing, creating an email marketing newsletter, and then ask somebody on your team to be like, hey, can you tell me what the steps are in here that I did? I know some creative folks that I've worked with have really struggled to say, here are what the steps are. But so screen sharing, Google Sheets, I love Lucid charts, similar to like a PowerPoint or a Visio diagram that outline all of the different steps and milestones along the way. But I would say those are the top three tools that I use.
Yeah, those are the same ones we use. I love it. I love Lucid chart. I use it for all my client customer flow as well as like our internal flows. It's been a game changer for us.
And it's so easy to do. And I don't know how you do it, but we highlight the different, like a lot of our internal stuff that we do, we'll highlight the colors of the different processes and systems. And that will be assigned to whoever, like, you know, yellow is the social media team and orange is the technical team. And so everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Oh, and they
see it visually.
Yeah. Visual is such a great piece for I'm a visual person as well. So if I see it visually, I'm much better. Do you guys use any kind of project management software?
We don't. We actually used to use Asana, but we have moved everything over to Google Sheets. So we essentially created we call it our master spreadsheet. And essentially that has a status sheet in it for every single client. And then like the individual projects are within that master spreadsheet as to where they are, what's going on, et cetera, et cetera.
I think this is where my former project manager comes out, because I used to be a project manager in Fortune 500 company. Like, yeah. I live and breathe by our project management tool. So it's kind of it's like my dashboard, so I can see quickly where everything's, you know, what's supposed to be done and what is or isn't done. So yeah, we that's one big thing we do different.
Yeah. I mean, we have a status sheet, right? So I have a client status sheet where I can log in and see everything that's going on for every client. And it's updates it daily, which has been great. I just struggled to get into the project management software because we have the two sides to the business. So we have like the done for you side and the taught to you side. And for whatever reason, my brain could not get wrapped around how to get the taught to you side into the project management software in a way that was meaningful.
It's not for everybody. I mean, really what we're saying here is that you got to find the level of tools and the level of systems that helps you become more productive. And when it stops being productive, it's not a good tool, right?
Yep. Absolutely agreed. Yeah. Absolutely agreed. Yeah. And we use Slack for our, you know, team internal communication, but like one of the best things I ever did from a systemization perspective with my team was we do what we call a daily huddle, and it's just a 15-minute check-in call every single day with the team. And essentially it's like, all right, here's what's going right. Here's where I need support. If any critical issues are coming up, like, you know, hey, this client changed her password. Are you aware of this? Do you know what the new password is? Or I need feedback on XYZ. And it's just a quick 15-minute meeting that we do. But it follows a very specific process. So it's literally max 20 minutes every single day. And that has been a huge game changer for me in terms of, I don't want noise from the team. And noise, not in a negative way, but just like lots of unnecessary emails and that sort of stuff. So if you do have a team, like, communicate with them, like create a process for how you even communicate with them so they know like when and how they should be asking questions.
Yeah, I love it. So I'll link up those resources that Jamie mentioned in the show notes for everybody. So you don't have to be scrambling around trying to figure out where they are. Make it easy for you guys to find them if you're going to move forward with these systems. And here's what I would suggest is pick an area of your business that you get a lot of breakdowns, that you have a lot of like missteps and communication drops, and like systemize that part of your business first.
Agreed.
So Jamie, I know you have a couple resources and I had mentioned to prioritize one over the other, but I think I changed my mind. We've been talking so much about systems and systemizing marketing. I know you have a tool that helps people systemize their marketing. Would you be willing to share that one with our listeners today?
Yeah. So if you head on over to omgnurture.com, I have it's a roughly 30-minute training, but it's my system for taking macro content, long form content, video, podcasts, long form blogs, and turning that into micro content, AKA social media posts. And I give you literally the exact documentation that we use. And I teach you how to use it. And I just kind of show you how we systematize that in our own business.
Ah, I love it. I love a good system. Anything that makes things easier, faster, mistake-proof is worth investing in to really kind of make your business hum along a lot better.
Yep, agreed.
So I always like to end my conversations with my amazing guests by exploring like what was the boldest move you've had to make in order to like take your business to the next level?
That's a great question. I know the exact answer. going from contractors to employees.
Tell us why. Why was that a game changer for you?
Because I think you contractors, for me, at least from a mindset perspective, were like, they're contractors. If I don't have more work for them, then, you know, or if I have a slow week, it's no big deal. But when you hire somebody as an employee in your business, you are responsible for their well-being. You're responsible to their family's well-being. You know, you're literally providing the income on a consistent basis to their family and to them. And not that you're not doing that from a contractor perspective, but like I said, if you don't have hours 1 week, you don't have hours 1 week. And so it really forced me to take myself more seriously, take my business more seriously, and to just really like step up because, you know, it's something that you're their leader. Like when you work for somebody, your work is a big part of your life. So that was like a big scary thing for me.
I think that's a great share, particularly because so many people are terrified to hire employees. So I'm glad you shared that.
Oh, thank you. It is actually not that scary. Once you get over like the initial start of it, it becomes much easier. But it was like, for me, it took me about a solid year to determine that I was going to take my contractors who were mostly working for me full-time anyway and turn them into employees. Cause I was just like, oh man, I have to pay their taxes and I have to do, you know, I have to make sure I have work for them and whatever. But it really forced me to up level how I showed up in the world and how I showed up as a business owner.
Well, isn't that really the trick, right? Like you have to sometimes force your hand and get yourself accountable to that next level before the next level results show up to support it.
It's so true. It's so true.
Ah, I love it. Well, thank you for sharing some brilliant wisdom around creating systems and how it can impact our business. I know you have so many great wise nuggets in this area. Maybe just let us know, what's the one thing you love helping clients the most with?
I just love helping them accomplish their goals. And for me, so I see so many entrepreneurs get stuck with the how and the what. And for me, I just want to be able to help them implement systems in their business so they can get unstuck and achieve their goals.
Brilliant. Well, make sure you all get Jamie's awesome tool. We will hook that up in the show notes as well. Jamie, you want to share the URL one more time?
Yeah, it's omgnurture.com.
I like the OMG. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, thanks for listening in today. Can't wait to hear what your takeaway is. Like, what's the system that you're going to put into action? Be sure to join us in the Amplifier Success community to let's get each other inspired, right? Create a little accountability, like get things pumped up a little bit, share what's working. I think there's so much that you can learn from your community and from that, shall we say, a peer level challenge to take things to the next level. So we'll see you over there. Bye, everybody. Thanks again, Jamie.
Thanks.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.